All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Am I Remembering This Correctly? This is the show where we take a look at some of history's most intriguing people and events. I first wanted to preface this episode by saying that the reason I haven't posted lately is because school started up and I've been really busy, and then we had a hurricane. So, yeah. But with all of that out of the way, I'm your host, Caleb Giles, and on today's episode, we'll be covering the assassination of the Archduke of Austria-Hungary, Franz Ferdinand. The assassination of Franz Ferdinand is very widely believed to be one of the major causes of World War I, but it almost didn't happen. Could the First World War have been entirely prevented if the Archduke's driver did not take a wrong turn? Or maybe if Gavrilo Princip had not gotten hungry and went for a sandwich? These are the questions that we'll be answering in today's episode. So, in the summer of 1914, the state of Europe was very shaky, and it seemed like one crisis or one event could completely tip the scales and shake up the whole state of Europe. But before we get to that, we have to go 11 years backwards to June 10th, 1903. So, members of the Serbian military are angry with their government, and they storm the royal palace, and they kill the pro-Austrian-Hungary king and queen. From there, the military soldiers decide to set up their own government. Then, a couple years later, in 1908, Austria-Hungary announced that it was going to annex Bosnia and Herzegovina into itself. Now, the Treaty of Berlin gave Austria-Hungary the power to occupy the two countries, but it didn't give them the power to officially annex them. So this decision angered the Serbian population because some Serbs were living in those territories. So they were of Serbian descent, but they lived in Bosnia and Herzegovina. This decision also angered other major foreign powers. And this decision created tensions which led to two different Balkan wars. Both Balkan wars lasted from 1912 to 1913, and they were two very sharp conflicts that heralded the onset of World War I. In the First Balkan War, an alliance of Balkan states eliminated the Ottoman Empire from most of Europe. And then, in the Second Balkan War, the Allies fought amongst themselves for the leftovers of the Ottoman Empire. So, after they broke up the empire, the Balkan countries divided them amongst themselves. Bulgaria was not satisfied with the gains that they got from the First Balkan War. So, literally, right after the first one ended, Bulgaria decides to launch a second attack on Serbian troops in Macedonia. While this is happening, there's a group forming in Serbia called the Black Hand, and it's also known as the Unification of Death. And it was an organization formed by radical Serbian youth and teens who believed in extreme nationalism and used terrorist actions to promote the liberation of Serbs from under the Habsburgs' rule. Now, one member of this group is 19-year-old Gavrilo Princip, and his whole life he had been raised and trained in terrorism. His main motivation was that he wanted to destroy Austro-Hungarian rule in the Balkans and to unite Slavic people into a federal nation. And he believed that the first step in doing this must be the assassination of a member of the Habsburg imperial family or another high official of the government. So this belief of his led to him organizing an assassination attempt on the Archduke of Austria-Hungary, Franz Ferdinand, and his beloved wife, Sophie, during your trip to Sarajevo for a city hall meeting. And beloved wife for Sophie is not just a pleasant term. Literally, the whole country loved her. Even people who were enemies with them still love Sophie. So the members of the Black Hand, they armed themselves with pistols, hand grenades, and bombs. And they also brought cyanide pills, and they carried them in their mouth. So if the plan went haywire, instead of getting caught and put in prison, they were going to swallow and kill themselves so they weren't locked up in prison for the rest of their life. On the days before the assassination, Gavrilo and the other members visited their family and said their goodbyes for what they thought would be their last time. And then the family just was like, I don't know where you're going, but all right. So on June 28th, 1914, Franz Ferdinand and Sophie arrive in Sarajevo via their motorcade. They had a royal motorcade with dozens of cars, and they were just going down the street. So the government of Sarajevo just declined to provide a military escort, and they did this because there were tensions high in the city. The citizens were very angry, and they were having riots. So to appease the citizens, they didn't bring the military onto the streets. Instead, they gave it to just a couple police officers, and their duty was to make sure the royal family got through the whole city safely. So the way the plan was for the assassins is that the five assassins arranged themselves at different points throughout the motorcade's route. So the motorcade's going, and it hits the first two assassins, and they panic under pressure, and they realize exactly what their task is and how big of a task it is, so they fail to do their job. The third assassin was a dude by the name of Cabrinovink, and when he sees the motorcade, he throws a bomb at the car, but apparently he has a really bad aim, because it bounces off of the royal family's car, and it hits the car behind them, and it blows up in the street. So not only did he miss his target, but the bomb exploded and injured 15 innocent pedestrians. Ashamed, he proceeded to swallow the suicide pill that he was keeping in his mouth, and then he tried to jump off a bridge. But he survived because the cyanide in his pill had gone old and was no longer effective, and the water wasn't deep enough to drown himself, so they caught him and they arrested him. So the failed bombing scattered all the crowds, and the motorcade sped away. And so the other assassins are watching this, and they're like, well, I guess we failed. And like Gavrilo and the other two assassins that were left on the route, They watched the motorcade speed blast them, and they were just like, we had this whole thing planned out. How could it go wrong? So, after the attempted bombing, Franz Ferdinand and his wife reached the town hall, and at the town hall, the mayor of Sarajevo is giving a speech. Ferdinand interrupts the mayor and says, Mr. Mayor, I came here on a visit, and I am greeted with bombs. This is outrageous. So then the royal couple decided to forget their plans, and they changed their plans, and they decided to go to the hospital where the injured citizens of Sarajevo from the bomb blast were being held. And they went and visited with them. So with that change of plans, they get back in the cars, and then they say, okay, driver, take us to the hospital. So everything seemed to be sorted out. But because of poor communication between the royal couple's advisors and the rest of the driver of the royal family's car took a wrong turn. The other cars watched the wrong turn, and then they had to loop back around and go find the royal family's car to make sure nothing would happen to it. Switch back to Gavrilo. After learning that his assassination attempt had been unsuccessful, he thought about a position to assassinate the Archduke on his return journey, and then he learned about the change of plans, so he was really unsure if he would get the opportunity to strike or just what would happen with him and the other assassins. So while he was doing all this thinking, Gavrilo decided to visit Schiller's Delicatessen for some lunch. So he goes in, he orders a sandwich, and he sits down to eat his sandwich. At the same time that Gavrilo sits down to eat the sandwich, the royal family's motorcade car pulls up in front of the street and stops, just to make sure everybody knows the plan and figure out what happens. Now, if you recall from earlier, the first two assassins could not complete the job because they were too scared, and they realized exactly, like, how big of a task they were to do. So Gavrilo knew if he didn't strike now, it wouldn't happen. And two, he could psych himself out of it and just get caught and go to prison. So not letting himself hesitate and wanting to avenge his fellow assassins, he got up from eating a sandwich, he left it at the table, and he grabbed his pistol. He rose up from his seat, and he ran outside of the deli. He stepped on the little foothold of the car. He fired two shots. The first shot hit Franz Ferdinand, and the other shot hit his wife, Sophie. After this, Gavrilo then attempted to turn the gun on himself and shoot himself, but he was grabbed. He was grabbed by the drivers and law enforcement before he could do that, and he was apprehended. Gavrilo's first shot pierced Franz Ferdinand's jugular vein, and the second shot went into Sophie's abdomen. The two were quickly taken to the hospital, but Sophie was dead before they arrived. Franz Ferdinand, he died about 10 minutes after reaching the hospital. Ferdinand's final words to his wife were, "Sophie, Sophie, do not die. Please live for our children." The couple died 3 days before their anniversary, and they left behind 3 kids. The assassination was met with outcry from Austria-Hungarian citizens. The assassin, Gavrilo Princip, was tried and convicted for high treason and was sentenced to 40 years in solitary confinement. Gavrilo could not be sentenced to death, technically, because in Austria-Hungary's law, a person had to be at least 20 years old to be sentenced to death. Gavrilo, he was only days from his 20th birthday. I think it was like maybe 4 or 5. He was 19 years old at the time he committed the crime. And, of course, all the citizens wanted him to get death, sentenced to death, but by law of their country, they couldn't. And I'm sure that the Black Hand took this into account when planning the assassination attempt, saying that, oh, he can't be sentenced to death, at least because he's a teenager. So, because of this, he was sentenced to prison for 20 years. Like I said, in solitary confinement. Gavrilo, though, he never saw the end of his prison sentence because he died of tuberculosis 4 years later into his prison sentence. The after effects of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand's assassination and his wife Sophie, it would lead to the First World War, which at this point would be titled the Great War. It set off a chain of events, a chain reaction in Europe. Because Gavrilo was a Serbian nationalist, Austria-Hungary considered his act, the assassination, an act of war. And they wanted Serbia to take full responsibility for the assassination. So, Austria-Hungary contacts Serbia and says the black group formed in Serbia. Gavrilo was a Serb. The other assassins that were sent were Serbs. So, by association, you are guilty and you should take all the blame. And Serbia just refuses. They say, we're not going to take the blame. Like, this group isn't even sanctioned by the Serbian government. This is a radical group that we've been dealing with too. We did not send them to do this. So why should we take the responsibility? And so, because Serbia refused to take responsibility, on July 28th, Austria-Hungary declared war on Serbia, and this caused Russia, who was allies with Serbia, to mobilize troops against Austria-Hungary. And Germany, who was allied with Austria-Hungary, declared war against Russia. On August 1st, Germany and Russia mutually declare war on each other, and then on August 3rd, Germany declares war on France and Belgium. And in response, Great Britain declares war on Germany. And so basically, in a single week, just a week after the assassination, nearly all of Europe had fallen into this humongous conflict. And it was like a chain of dominoes just falling one after another. And ultimately, this conflict that led to World War I, it would result in the deaths of 16 million soldiers, and it would involve troops from 32 different countries. While he was still alive and in solitary confinement, Gavrilo was completely unaware of the war. He did not even know the war was happening until the day before he died. When they asked Gavrilo if he felt guilty about causing the war, and he said, "The war was bound to happen independent of my actions, so I will not and cannot hold myself responsible for the war." When the interviewer asked him if he had anything else to say, the only thing Gavrilo had to say was that he missed and loved his family. Now, because of some extreme nationalism, radical teenagers, and a wrong turn, and a half-eaten sandwich, Europe was now drowned in conflict and brought into World War One, and yeah, World War One would end on November 11th, 1918, and the world would never be the same again. Well, everyone, that is the end of today's episode. Please make sure to follow me on Instagram at AIRTC.podcast for updates on the new episodes, when I go live, things like that. And with that, I hope you all enjoyed this episode, and I hope everyone has an amazing day. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Caleb signing off.